This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The French government is hosting a conference in Paris now on getting more humanitarian aid into Gaza. The UN's World Food Program has warned over a million people are going hungry as food and water supplies run short. Israel's bombardment began about a month ago after Hamas fighters killed 1,400 people in Israel and took hostages. The Hamas-controlled health ministry in Gaza says more than 10,000 people have died in the war. Today, here a focus on the food supply. The UN says Israeli airstrikes have hit, for instance, bakeries in Gaza, while many bakeries that remain lack fuel and flour. BBC Arabic's Adnan Al-Bursh has gathered this material from a bakery in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza, struggling to keep up with demand for bread. Here's the BBC producer James Graham.
Long lines and frustrated families. These scenes are an everyday sight outside Gaza's bakeries.
I spend 4 or 5 hours and at the end only get one portion of bread. I have 30 people to provide for. How is one portion enough for them all? We're living on one meal a day now.
The United Nations says it's now common for people to wait for hours, and even then there's no guarantee there'll be bread. Bakers work around the clock, mostly with flour supplied by the UN. Non-governmental organisations also help where they can. But with so many people being told to move to South Gaza, the pressure here is getting worse.
The amount we produce is not even enough for a third of the people who need it. But we are producing an enormous amount in comparison to our usual work in normal times.
Abia Itefa is from the UN World Food Programme.
Bread is the last staple food option for people in Gaza. And most of the supplies are gone, especially that also there is no fuel. 50% of homes in Gaza have been destroyed. So people don't have access to cooking facilities. If you give them a box of, pasta or, dry food rations, they'll not be able to cook it.
Bread plays a vital role in feeding Gaza's hungry population. It's the most filling and the cheapest option, so bakeries are a lifeline. But with the bombardment continuing across the Gaza Strip, the lines outside the remaining bakeries are only likely to increase. I'm the BBC's James Graham for Marketplace.